Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenko.
Insert clever reply here. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Ed. All right, well, welcome to The Drift, and what we do every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Oh, so well done. Thank you very much, sir.
Can I go now?
You're not. I'm not done with you yet. We got lots to talk about. I don't know that I feel like doing anything. Can we just sit here and listen to music all hour? No, we're not doing that.
Hey, it's Open Phones Day.
Well, you know, as always, 734-822-1600. Any of the subjects that we bring up, you're welcome to call in and give us your opinion. Or if you have something else, you're more than welcome to certainly call into the show and let us know.
Within the lines of the FCC.
Within the lines, please. Let's keep it clean. But let's take care of a little business. Garage doors. We always think about them never until they
freeze to the pavement, and then you destroy the opener trying to hit it open because it's stuck, and all the weather stripping tore off. And
it's not where I was going, but has, obviously it's happened to you.
Yeah.
Has it?
It has, yes. Hey, I worked in a factory, a small plant that I ran, and we turned the heaters on, and we had the wood doors changed by the landlord to steel doors. And we generated so much humidity in our shop from the cutting fluids that everything condensed on the inside of these steel uninsulated doors ran down to the floor and froze the doors.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't
let's get back
that.
To I'm overhead
thinking,
door.
I'm thinking of broken chains and that sort of thing. But, overhead door, $75 off coupon in the Current. And if you're not getting the Current in the mail, you can certainly pick it up online, courantonline.com, courantonline.com.
Various outlets like stores.
Yeah, we drop them off at the stores, gas stations, whatever in our area. But you can always go to courantonline.com and print off the coupons. It's easy.
And one per customer, please.
Take one per customer. And if you want to use that afterward to wrap your fish, you're more than welcome to. 734-449-0400. That's 734-449-0400. That's Overhead Door. It's a great, great group of people. They do a really good job with their doors. You've used them.
I've used them at a plant I worked at. Not that plant, but another plant.
But another plant.
They wouldn't have done that to me.
Yeah, so definitely. And they're conveniently located off of 23 in Whitmore Lake. So between Brighton, Ann Arbor, wherever, you can get in there and get it done. Overhead OHDWhitmoreLake@gmail.com or OHDWhitmoreLake.com.
As a company, Overhead Door goes back to, I think, like 1928.
Yeah. Good people.
Yeah.
Good people. Okay. So there's a million things to talk about, but why don't we just start with Mr. Smollett? I was tweeting out this morning, you know, it seems like Chicago's going light on him. Oh, a little
light? Is that a racist comment? Are you saying he got white privilege?
I said light. Not white.
Oh, I just said light, like in light skin color or something. No? Okay. All right.
Where did that come from?
Well, it's just touchy.
No, the two charges, one was disturbing the peace or something, right? And the other one was filing a fake police report, which is kind of substantial. I think they call it a class 4. I don't know what the punishment is for that.
I heard like 3 years, not to mention the postal deal.
Okay. Well, and that's where I want to go, right? So I tweeted out this morning and I tagged the FBI, Chicago office. Think, hello, isn't this a federal crime? You mail fraud, number one, because you sent it out there. Number two, it's a threat. And number three, you sent fake anthrax. He ground up the aspirins and put that powder in. That's terrorism.
I think the post office has its own enforcement division, too.
I would hope.
Yeah, I believe they were one of the groups that were getting all those 9mm guns and ammo during the Obama administration when he was sucking the market dry. Every federal agency was sucking up tons of bullets off the market, and we couldn't buy any.
Yeah. Every postmaster or postman's got himself a gun, or gal has himself a gun.
No, he's gone postal in a while.
The point is, federal laws have been broken.
Yes.
I would like to see somebody at the FBI, Department of Justice, U.S. Postal Security Division, whatever, go after this guy because you sent, like, fake anthrax. That's terrorism. Mm-hmm. That is no, it's not, it is nothing
You're
less
making
than
the rest
terrorism.
Of us feel unsafe.
Yeah. If you get a powder in the mail, be it baking powder or baby powder or whatever, your first thought is going to be, ooh, it's anthrax. I'm going to go to the doctor and get checked out.
Yep.
And how many people had that test done once they picked it up? You know what I mean? Someone stuck their finger and went, oh, no, it's just aspirin. I don't think
Who
so.
Who does that anyhow? Come on.
I don't know.
Oh, but... What's anthrax?
It's anthrax.
Yeah, right.
So I really want this guy to get the book thrown at him. And I'm not doing it to be mean. I'm doing it to create the point that, you know what? The rest of you that think it's all right to do this, no, it's not. And there's a price to pay.
You know, I watch his face on TV, and he's lost. He's just a lost young man, and I feel sorry for him. He needs Jesus, and I hope a good prison ministry reaches out to him. And I don't mean the Muslims either. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The guy, there's...
It won't be. It'll be the Muslims.
Yeah, there's two sides to, you know, like... You want something, you feel sorry for the guy. You know what I mean? Man, you got to be really warped and twisted to do something like this. But at the same time, he was just engaged in a hateful, spiteful, despicable act that needs to be punished.
How do you lie so obviously?
He's an actor. He's a trained actor. I mean, we keep forgetting this, you know, that's what he does for a living is fakes stuff.
Yeah. I can't imagine him now... After doing that interview with, was it Robin Williams? Is that the lady, the African American lady?
Robin something, whatever her name is. I don't know.
I can't remember. But anyway, she went through a tough time with cancer and beat it at one time too. So I remember she's a great, I like her. She's on the liberal side, but she's a good journalist.
No, I'm sorry. She did not engage in journalism in that interview. Oh, you poor little baby.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
She's not a good journalist.
She was just way too soft on him.
Well, I'm sure to the benefit of the doubt for those, I'm sure they probably thought, oh, nobody's going to fake this. Who would think that someone's going to go to that length to fake their own hate crime?
Well, I guess Kamala Harris and Cory Booker didn't think that when they came right out and said, there is a story about this, by the way. That actually, Smollett actually campaigned for Booker and Harris, okay? And there's an American Thinker article, I think it is. There's a guy who's been tweeting a bunch of stuff. He's a black guy in Hollywood, and he thinks there was a conspiracy for Smollett to do this with Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and their lynch law to get that passed. Because this all happened at the same time. And their sudden reaction where they come out and say, this will not stand. We have to do something about this bigoted country of ours. You know, and their rush to judgment against conservative Americans. Whereas when Smollett's shown to be a fraud, their reaction is, well, we should take some time and think about this.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, you should have taken some time and thought about it before, too.
So let's hope the FBI or DOJ or Chicago police are... does some email looking to see if there was emails in between Mr. Smollett and the Booker and the Harris campaigns or groups or campaign or staffing and see if there was. Because you know what? That would be a great story. That would eliminate two of the boneheads right off the bat. You know, maybe Hillary, you should go. Maybe Hillary, the Clinton crime syndicate, should look into it because that gives her back the number one spot on the D side. Right. Yeah, I When I found it, he also did the letter too. For me, I was like, yeah, "You're just not only dumb, but just evil to do something like that." I mean, think of the people who opened that letter and the fright they would have had with the white powder coming out.
Mm-hmm. Anybody in the postal system, anybody who the mailman says, "I delivered that letter. Did I get it on me? I'm headed to the doctors." You know, and then he has a heart attack out of fear, right?
Yeah. Robin Roberts. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Derek. Hats off to Derek, the Swiss Army knife of religious. I'm sorry, radio production.
Exactly. Hey, let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Wants to talk about Jussie Smollett. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, look, I mean, the first thing I heard about this whole thing that gave me pause was he left that noose around his neck for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know.
Which should have been the giveaway, right?
And holding onto the Subway sandwich still.
As soon as I heard that, I knew it was a fake job because he would have pulled that thing off his neck seconds after he was left alone, thrown it on the ground, and that would have been a far more believable story.
Oh, and so you're a racist, Gary.
You just brought up about Cory Booker and the nutbag in California. That sounds very logical now. When you put it all together, that makes perfect sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
But Gary, obviously, your first impression was that of a racist bigot. You weren't willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, standing there with the noose around his neck.
Well, that's part of our creed. Racist bigot, you don't listen to him. You just don't do it.
Yeah. For me, the first thing was two guys wearing MAGA hats in Chicago.
20 below?
At night. I'm thinking to myself.
Is Jasmine going to call in?
It's like, really? Come on. Two MAGA hat wearing guys? I don't think so. You know,
they got more things they can charge him with too, like conspiracy to commit a crime.
That's right. There were more than two guys. Yeah,
this guy should not see the light of day for 20 years, give or take. Because you have it right when you talked about terrorism. I mean, this guy should be thrown to the wolves.
Yeah,
and everybody else that does the same thing, and that's why he thought he could get away with it, because so many people already have gotten away with it. You know, the whole Antifa thing. I haven't heard of one Antifa guy going to jail, you know, for causing trouble.
Yeah. It's time to be disciplined and make an example of somebody. And I'm sorry, Mr. Smollett, that you're the guy, but you know what? You really went overboard on this.
He volunteered.
One. You know, I hit him hard because, you know what? Yeah. If there's any truth to the fact that there's some kind of connection between the Bookers and the Harrises and the DNC or anything else, let's put the squeeze on Mr. Smollett before he goes to prison for 20 years and see who he rolls on. Right?
Oh, no. He's gonna commit suicide with with a double tap to the back of his head.
One of the Clinton crime syndicate. Add it to the body list, the Clinton body bag list, yeah. All right, what else you got, Gary? Anything?
Well, same thing, though. If they can link politicians to it, there's more conspiracy from the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just crazy time. And, we have to buckle in because it's coming. It's coming, and it's coming faster and furiouser because they know they got their backs up against the wall. Because they have a president that's fighting them. And so they're bringing in everything they've got. And it's going to be a crazy summer.
Yeah, I think the lead up to this next election is definitely going to have all kinds of, what are they called, gaslights, false flags, you name it, it's coming. So, great.
Gary, did you hear the story about the guy wearing the MAGA hat? He and his wife wearing the MAGA hat in Bowling Green? Trick question, I know you did.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Where did you hear that?
That was just tragic. I mean, this is America. You should be able to walk around freely. And they're starting, and they have tried to make that hat a racist symbol.
I'm going to tell the story, because I know you heard it when I told Dickett on his show just a half an hour ago. But these two people, husband and wife, were wearing MAGA hats in, I think, a Walmart in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and a guy walks by and flips them off. And so the gentleman with the MAGA hat, he flips them off back. And then the guy turns around, pulls a gun on him, on the guy with the MAGA hat, points it at him, and says, "Today's a good day to die."
Wow.
For you to die.
Yeah. For you to die, yeah. And the guy says, "Go ahead, pull the trigger. Go ahead, big guy, pull the trigger." And the guy put the gun away and walked away. Well, it's all on videotape. Surveillance tapes. They got the guy. His name is Phillips, Bowling Green. And he's going to jail. But our hero went and actually chased him down in the store and caught up to with him about the same time the police did.
Wow, that's crazy.
But
that's
once again, MAGA hats. These people were innocent people wearing MAGA hats, and they got terrorized. They weren't doing the terrorizing that Smollett would like you to think, the Democrats would like you to think, about the Covington kid with the MAGA hat, right? No. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching Let It Rip a couple days ago, and everybody on the panel except for Ron Edwards was in agreement that the MAGA hat has become a racist symbol, and that just because they say it is, that's nonsense.
Yeah, that's total nonsense. Make America Great is not a racist saying, or it's not a racist symbol, and anyone that says that is a liar and an agendist, and they don't belong in journalism, on TV, on the radio, or anything else. That's disgraceful and disgusting for Fox News to do that.
Trump is demonstrably...
Tell the truth.
Trump is demonstrably not a racist. I mean, wow!
Yeah. All right. Well, great call, Gary. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary.
Have a good one. Let's take a there you go. Let's take a call from Jasmine in Chicago. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Or not. Let's put that on hold. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hey, I pushed the wrong button, so there you go.
Well, lucky you didn't get hung up on. I do that.
So you're from Chicago. Are you hearing anything that the rest of us are not hearing? Is he going to get charged fully, or is he going to walk away with next to nothing, a slap on the wrist?
What should happen and what probably will happen are two very different things. From what I understand, and I don't know if you know this, but our district assistant district attorney, or state's attorney, just recused herself from the case a couple of days ago, and she's got some kind of a problem with prosecuting the case. So,
what's the deal with that? Do you know? Because I heard a little bit about that, but I couldn't figure it out from what I heard.
Well, from what I understand, she has some kind of connection to a witness that they thought might be called. Now, I know from just watching the news, because Empire is filmed here. So from what I understand, a local black politicians have either all been on the Empire set, know people on the Empire set. It's all very incestuous. And she had to recuse herself because it was probably going to come out that she knows Josie Smollett. From what I'm hearing, is that, for one thing, I have to say, there's a reporter here in Chicago whose name is Charlie DeMar. And Charlie DeMar has been on this case from the beginning. And he has said, you know, my sources at the police station are saying this. And, I mean, he took a lot of blowback from people who, you know, of course, it's obvious, oh, it's racist. And he kept saying, no, it's not racist. This is what my sources are telling me, and reliable sources are telling me this. And everybody kind of, you know, they were getting on him about it. And it's the same people that are now coming out and saying, you know, oh, now the big talk here is that all the black politicians and everyone are saying that, I think it was Don Lemon who just came out and said that it was a conspiracy against Josie Smollett, that he was, what did he say? He said that he lost the court of public opinion. That's basically what it came down to, that Josie Smollett had been someone else. Would not be an honor. They would have made such a big deal. And I agree a little bit with that, but Josie Smollett tied the rope around his own neck, literally. You know,
yeah, I got you. That's good, yeah.
You know, he did this. Nobody did it but him. You know, this guy paid these guys $3,500 complaining because his $2 million salary wasn't enough for him.
Yeah. You know, so is that?
And he's one of those people that comes out and says, "I'm so oppressed. You know, the white man has me oppressed, but I make $2 million a year."
So he's just. Tell you, is he just trying to victimize himself? Is that what I see? Is he just victimizing himself?
He's trying to raise his esteem in the community, which means more dollars in salary. He becomes more valuable.
Yeah, and but the funny thing is, it's backfired so badly on him that. Supposedly, they're going to write him out of the last two episodes, and people are like, "Oh, he's getting written out of the show." So he's paying for it already. I said, "No, two episodes is the last episodes they have left to film. He's in everything else."
Yeah, so Roseanne Barr was out in a heartbeat,
and Roseanne Barr didn't pull half the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't break the law.
And let's not forget, they also fired Tim Allen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, you know
the, people forget about Tim Allen.
This Jussie Smollett, he paid these guys like $3,500 to beat him up, and all he would have had to do was wear a MAGA hat himself on Berkeley campus, and somebody else would have done it for free. You know?
Hell, I would have done it for free if I knew it was him.
The thing
about him is, like, I'm watching the interview with Robin Roberts, and I'm watching his interview, and I'm sitting there going, he's lying. And one of my friends who was with me when it was on, how do you know? I said, because he's a horrible actor. He can't act on Empire, so why do you think that he's not acting now? You know, except he's a bad actor.
Yeah.
Now, had that been Meryl Streep, maybe she could convince me.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder how many people are watching that show now just to see what he's like on there.
Yeah. Well, Jasmine, make sure.
That's what I think. I think the first show, I think they're in hiatus right now. But when that show comes back, I'm sure it's going to get a huge bump.
Yeah.
And, you know, but then it'll go back down where it has been. My other point I wanted to make is, isn't it funny how all these people are jumping on Robert Kraft getting arrested, and every story that I read about it, they're trying to smear President Trump with it.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody who knew President Trump, you know?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, if that's the case, then you should smear all of Hollywood, certainly all of Black Hollywood, because they all knew Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, everybody.
Well, that's good.
Every Democrat, every liberal was on the Jussie Smollett bandwagon immediately,
mm-hmm.
and it's disgraceful. So
it's a good point.
The great part about it is that goofy bird brain Alexandria, what's her name, is probably, you know, breathing a sigh of relief. Thank God they're getting off my case now.
Yeah, it buys her a little time. Well,
yeah.
Jasmine, make sure you, if you find anything out, keep us informed, because it's nice having somebody on the ground out there.
Our local on-the-seat reporter.
Yes.
I will.
All right. Well, thanks, Jasmine. Appreciate it.
Okay, you guys take it easy.
Have a great weekend.
She had a good point about, he put the noose around his neck in more ways than one.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see if we can take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jasmine touched on it, and I don't buy this liberal and media spin that it was all about him, his career, and his dissatisfied with his salary and trying to raise his profile and all that crap.
Yeah, distraction.
He's too close with the Obamas, and Kamala Harris, who immediately came out and backed him up. This was 100% purely politically motivated, and we cannot allow them to deflect from that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hope they throw the book at him and squeeze him to see if this was just him. Or if somebody pushed
collusion.
Him. Collusion.
Collusion.
Yes.
That's the word.
Yeah.
I like
good,
that
good
word.
Good points.
Collusion.
Good points.
And I got a suggestion for the Empire crew to replace Jussie, since liberals now are defending blackface in Virginia. They should get, and they love transgender and gender fluidity. They should get Roseanne Barr to do blackface to replace him on Empire.
They ought to get Don Lemon. Yeah.
All right, Joe. Well, we're running down hard on the break here. So,
yeah. All right. Take care, my friend. I love you.
You
see
too.
You,
love you too.
Bye-bye.
And let's drop that call. And Ken, we're too close, so we're going to hold you over to the next half hour here when we start. And do you have anything you wanted to kill the last minute with?
No.
How about currentonline.com?
Oh,
we
yes.
need advertising.
Please visit thecurrentonline.com. I got to tell you, I had a wonderful call from an advertiser, and we were talking a bit, and I pointed out that, you know, people read The Current, and it sits on their tables. It doesn't get thrown in their driveway. It gets mailed to their house. And when I talk to these advertisers, they realize that, and they see the value.
Yeah.
If you want to advertise, people like The Current newspaper, except one guy in Hamburg who sent a nasty letter a couple months ago.
You're going to get those a couple of times. Yeah, if you're going to advertise in print, and print is not dead, not yet anyways,
this one,
you can still get into the newspaper in The Current, and you're right, it gets read, it gets stuck on the kitchen countertop or on the coffee table or in the bathroom magazine rack. It doesn't get thrown away because it's got a month's worth of calendar items in it.
Exactly.
It's got
and
community
coupons.
News in it, as well as some nice political content if you're mm-hmm. conservative. So.
And community content.
Yes. All right. So we'll see all of you on the other side of the break.
always on the move, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep up with the latest in political talk? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels may take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Steve Gruber, Theron X, and Dana Lash. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says the first aid shipment from Brazil has now entered his country. This as another army officer turns against the Maduro regime and announces his support of the aid shipments.
President Maduro and his regime is saying that these humanitarian aid trucks are nothing but a farce. They're warning that they're going to not allow these trucks in because they believe it is a Trojan horse of sorts and that the United States is just trying to interfere and to try to overthrow the regime.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Meanwhile, the president is prepping for next week's summit in Vietnam and his second meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
It'll take place Wednesday and Thursday in Hanoi. President Trump said his number one priority for the meeting, making sure there are no nuclear weapons. That includes, yes, even testing. North Korea claims it ended its nuclear testing program in 2017.
Fox's David Spund. This is Fox News.
Firing Line sells guns fast and furious, but we're also a range and training center. Not only is our selection of firearms and equipment bigger, our everyday prices are always lower than those big box stores. Our sales staff is trained to sell and equip you with everything you need. Our ongoing firearms education has something for every level of gun owner, including four levels for beginners and three advanced classes.
Beginners will enjoy the first-time shooters class as well as the fundamental firearm safety and CPL classes. For advanced shooters, they offer a drawing and shooting class, tactical handgun, and tactical carbine classes. Firing Line Indoor Range and Gun Shop is located at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland.
I'm Don Haig, one of the owners of Firing Line Indoor Range and Gun Shop. We're retired police officers and law enforcement specialists. We know guns and can help you safely and effectively exercise your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And then have fun doing it. Come visit us at Firing Line today or visit firinglineguns.com.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Look at you dancing. You like that music?
That's good, man.
Derek, you like that one, don't you?
Chilling me out.
Yeah. Dr. Rubber Funk. Dr. Sunset Breakup. So there you go. So maybe we should start doing some of those. I got another one that came in from somebody on Twitter, but I wasn't able to load it up in time, and I'll try and get that next week. It was a little kind of bluegrass, which isn't my stuff, but I think you'd like it because you like that country-ish bluegrassy stuff, mm-hmm. right? Folks music type.
See, folks, that gives you a reason to tune in next week. The music.
You think? Okay, so let's take care of a little business. Summer's coming. It's right around the corner. And kids camps. Find things for your kids to do besides play video games or get on the YouTube or whatever. Go Like the Wind is going to be a summer camp in Whitmore Lake, which is conveniently located right between Brighton and Ann Arbor off of US 23 there. GoLikeTheWind.com. Or you can call 734-747-7422. They've got programs for primary ages 3 to 6, elementary ages 6 to 12, and middle school counselors in training ages 12 plus. So you can get your kids kind of prepped up and ready to get a job, right? Because when they're 14 and a half or so, they can go to work. So 734-747-7422. Find a way to get your kids doing something this summer besides playing video games. It's important. Go like the wind. It's a summer camp for 2019. It'll run from June 10th to August 26th. All right. Sound good?
Yep.
It's nice. Glad you got a new advertiser. It's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk Mueller real quick. There was talk this week that it was going to come out, and now all of a sudden, not going to come out.
And like that, it was gone.
And like that, it's gone. And you've been seeing over the last few weeks people kind of dropping the hints that, oh, the Mueller thing is not going to have everything we need. It's not going to show any collusion. Well, of course it's not going to show any collusion.
The lawyers are going home already is what I've heard.
Really?
A number of the lawyers have closed up and they're going home. So they're not going to be around for the big prosecution, obviously. You know, they're rolling it up and there ain't nothing there. Right.
If there was anything there, it would have leaked.
Mm-hmm.
They would not have waited this long to try and get Trump out of office.
Everything else leaked.
Yeah, everything else leaked, so there's nothing there.
And it's not like Trump's going to flee the country if they leak something, you know?
I like these people on Facebook are like, oh, look at all the crimes that have been committed by Flynn and Manafort and Stone and all these indictments. Hello, those are all process crimes that would not have happened had there not been an investigation.
Had a bad memory in front of the FBI.
In front of the FBI.
Yeah, which, that's a crime. Yeah,
which tells you, you know what, just don't. Here's the bad thing. They literally have now made it, by doing what they've done, they're telling people, you're best not to talk to the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Say nothing. Because you know what? They're just going to entrap you. So there's thousands of people who are maybe in kind of positions where they've done something wrong, and you could catch them, and these are legitimate crimes that are going on, but the FBI has now screwed itself by entrapping these people so publicly, they're going to make everybody clam up.
Flynn was a high-placed government official.
Yeah.
You know, he thought these guys wanted to talk to him as other government officials.
Yeah.
And then he ends up misremembering something, and they say, oh, by the way, go to jail. Do not pass go.
Yeah.
Do not
collect $200. I think he told them at the beginning, why are you asking me these questions? You already have a recording of it. Why are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
So he's admitting, you have a recording. I'm going to give you the best of my memory.
Yeah.
I forget something or misstated something in a way that's different than the recording, and now you're prosecuting
me. Please
me
tell
for
me
it.
Where I misremember something. Always say that when you're talking to the FBI. Please tell me when I misremembered something.
Exactly. Because they already had. It's just disgraceful.
Oh, and Obama clowns, they could always come back later and say, oh, I misremembered, and Holder would let them go.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I'm hoping that some of this is William Barr coming into play. Is he going to be a legitimate player, or is he going to be another deep state guy who's going to muddle along here and not take care of business? I want business taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I want these prosecutions. Q's been dropping these things. Is Q real? I don't know. But we've been seeing this, and we've been getting our hopes up, a lot of us, at least on social media, that the Clintons would finally get prosecuted or at least investigated, that Comey and McCabe. McCabe is an outright liar. So is Comey.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet they're not being charged. When do we see charges against them
Investigated. I'm sorry, McCabe is being investigated. So
are we going to see a charge?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so, too. Because you know what?
The pressure is to not make it look like political vindictiveness. That's the problem. The Democrats have no problem with making it look like, you know, with political vindictiveness.
Yeah.
But if Trump does this, then the media is all over him. This is political persecution.
It's the bias. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit, wants to talk about Robert Mueller. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah. Been talking about how this investigation is one-sided, where, you know, basically just to go after Trump. And, you know, this whole thing is reminding me of recently, I watched a documentary on Amedi Amin, the dictator in Uganda, and how he took over. When he took over as the president, I think his name was Boko. I might be totally wrong. But anyway, the president had ordered Amin to be arrested. The thing was Amin controlled the military. He had too much power in the military, and they couldn't do it. Basically, he took over the country at that point. And that's like what we're looking at now, where, you know, these people like Hillary, they have a power base somehow that, you know, it's as if we have two countries or two governments, and, you know, they're clashing, and it's right there for everybody to see.
Sort of like Venezuela, Maduro and Guyana, or whatever his name is.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, there is a two-tier system of justice here. And until they go after the Comeys, the McCabes, the Clintons, the Obamas for whatever, and hold them to the same standards you held Flynn, Manafort, Roger Stone, everyone else, there's two tiers here. There's two systems of justice.
I mean, it's a coup d'etat or an attempted coup d'etat.
Absolutely. Yeah. I believe that.
Well, you know,
I believe that.
Here Mueller has this license to go wherever he wants, wherever the evidence takes him. So in the process of looking at Trump, he sees Flynn, he sees Stone, he sees all these other, but he totally ignores the Clinton camp. Yeah. He ignores anybody to the left of him. You know, we're not engaged with that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disturbing. Anything else, Tom?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we're watching it in slow motion. You know, I used to think, well, coup d'etats, they happen all of a sudden and it's a big surprise. But hey, if we're paying attention, we can watch it in slow motion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great, Tom. Great call, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Let's take a call from Walter in Ypsilanti. Wants to backtrack on, let's talk about Jesse Smollett. Hey, Walter, how are you?
Oh, good, man. How you guys doing? Great.
Pretty good. But, you know, be careful, Walter. We don't want anybody calling you a racist bigot if you say anything about Smollett.
They call a lot worse, man. that'd be a compliment compared to the other. Smollett, the talk of the town, the water cooler talk. You know, as they say, time punch in, time card, clock talk, and everything else. Yes, one more new topic to add to the list, then we'll go on to something else as time dies out, as things it'll wear off. This too shall pass. But anyway,
it'll blow over because it doesn't fit their agenda.
That's right. And it's amazing to me, these phony hypocrite black folks in Detroit, the ones I've been hearing at least in our neck of the woods, on that black prominence 910 station.
Wouldn't know.
Loaded with foolishness and lies all day. And crooked pastors, how they're taking up for this guy. And all of a sudden, you hear him from Al shriveled up Sharpton. Every time he lied, by the way, he lose an extra ounce. But anyway, you keep hearing from people like them. Let's let a process play out. Did you hear that with Kavanaugh? Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
They jumped to conclusions on Kavanaugh, these phony hypocrites.
Yeah, it almost makes me wonder, too, is what happened to the West Virginia issues. All of a sudden, that's completely gone off the radars for everybody. The governor, the lieutenant governor, and the third in line in West Virginia with their blackface problems and their sexual
Attorney
abuse.
General.
You know, what's going on that all of a sudden we're not hearing word boo about that? Does that not important to anybody?
Because the smallest smoke screens there.
Yeah. Is that what it was? You think this is just a smoke screen?
They're covering up for him because it's going to die out. And they're going to get on to something else. They hope that he'd be vindicated, but they never had one ounce of mercy with their slandering lies toward Kavanaugh, jumping to the conclusion already with the judge, jury, and executioners, with no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But there's another take to this Smollett guy. Have you heard that he's an avid Trump hater?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's the pictures, the shirts, the without a doubt. This was all orchestrated. For me, it's just how far up. Has that been orchestrated by? Was it just him, or was somebody directing him to do this? Who is his director?
To reinforce the lie from day number one that he's a racist. He said racist things toward the immigrants. He's a homophobia. You know, Hillary used that a lot and all the rest of them, homophobia. It's all to direct, is indirect attack toward Trump. I've seen it from day number one. And, you know, there's people saying things like, see, it's Trump. And you know what? Some stupid Republicans are probably going along with that lie.
Yeah.
It's Trump that created this climate, this hatred, this racial tensions. They are by the way, they're 10 years late, with a few months added to that. You know who started all this racist mess?
If Trump had...
Barack, Insane, Ali, Omar, Rashid, Raheed, Obama.
Yeah, that's where the division really came in, period.
If Trump hadn't printed up red MAGA hats, then nobody could wear red MAGA hat, fake red MAGA hats for this fake Smollett attack. So it's all Trump's fault because he invented the MAGA hat.
One more thing. Have you guys ever thought you'd see a time coming where you can get away with a Jesus hat over a Trump hat?
There you go. All right. Well, great call, Walter. Thanks, Walter.
That's all I got to say, man. See you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Okay. Well, anything else you want to talk about the Mueller thing?
Something was said about black pastors, and this is a lead-in, a segue to something off-topic, okay? But you're aware of who Pastor Levon Yule is, right?
Yeah.
Listening to his show, anybody who listens to his show on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings knows he's in repeats. And there's something he interrupted his show with last week that indicated that there were some things he's dealing with, and something to do with Milt also. And not a lot of people know what's going on there. And I don't either. I just know there's something going on. And he's an influential. I want to say a prayer for Pastor Levon Yule. I'd like anybody else who's in our audience, our listening area, who feels like praying for this conservative black pastor who's been an icon.
Wonderful man.
Yes, exactly. And the pro-life movement in particular, and black civil rights. Join me, please. Father, we ask right now that you would bear up Pastor Young, that you would help him through Pastor Yule, that you would bear him through this time, that you would see him through to the other side, that you would help his ministry to prevail, that you would prevail through him, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you. That's very nice. Let's take a call from Ken, who's been very patient in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, one word that has been used a lot this week is the word homophobia or homophobic. And I just want to quickly touch on that. Now, of course, we know that that word means you're afraid of homosexuals. Now, speaking as a Bible-believing Christian, just because I will publicly state, if the conversation arises, that what the Bible says about homosexuality is true, that it is, number one, against God's will, number two, contrary to nature, that homosexual behavior is, as it says in the Old Testament, an abomination, that doesn't mean I'm afraid of gay people.
Right. So let me ask you, Ken, if you ran into, say we were at a conservative convention or something, you were there and I were there, and a gay Republican showed up, you would not hate him, would you?
Would I hate him?
You would.
But I would point out that what he's doing is wrong.
Well, why would you even bring it up? If we're there to get somebody conservative elected, why would we even bring up anybody's sexuality, right? I mean, if there's a man and a woman there and they're heterosexual, you're not going to certainly talk about them having...
And he was cheating on his wife.
Well, the thing is I will never tolerate homosexual behavior. I will never say publicly that it's okay to be gay.
Well, in public though, I wouldn't put up with a man and a woman having sex in public or exchanging, you know, displays of affection, whatever, you know what I mean? Keep it clean. This is a family. You're out in public. Go home, do what you want to do. So I guess I can understand.
Well, for example, one reason that I've chosen, one of many reasons why I've chosen not to vote Republican is because they tolerate homosexual behavior. I believe it's wrong. Go ahead.
Okay, so, and I understand, because we've had this discussion a number of times. You don't tolerate it, and so you're not going to vote for Republicans for it. But that kind of forces your opinion on someone else. And at that point, that's when I say, you know what, Ken doesn't like homosexuality. That's fine. Ken's entitled to have that opinion. I know of people who are homosexuals, and I don't want to say that they can't do it or whatever. It's not, that's their lives. And as a libertarian, as a conservative, whether you approve of it or not, that's their life. And I don't want ever for me anyways, to force you or you or you to live by my standards. And so if I have standards similar to Ken, I'm certainly not going to force it on someone else. And that's where I just kind of get to that point, Ken. Way off topic here.
Gretchen Whitmer.
I don't want to get too far off topic, but when I see Donald Trump standing next to the rainbow flag and then he wants me to vote for him, that causes some problems. Yeah.
Well, then we get back to the cutting off your nose to despite your face. So let's not go in there. That's a great big story to get into. Ken, I appreciate the call. Okay, so yeah, we got off track on that one somehow. So let's move on because the time's running out here real quick. Are you done with Mueller?
Yeah, I'm way done with Mueller.
Sometimes we just get off topic.
The only Mueller I like, I think, is the pasta they make, Mueller spaghetti.
All right, so national emergency declaration was made to get the border funds and start moving forward. That was done. Derek, were you able to get that first track ready? Let's go ahead and see what Democrats have done on a legal standpoint for this. Go ahead.
We could call a national emergency and build it very quickly.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency.
Okay.
That was short.
It was. It's not the one I was looking for.
Have you seen the news? The Republicans. Republicans. There are Republicans in the Senate who oppose the emergency bill.
Yes. And it gets to that point. Yeah. It gets to that point where now 16 states, including our own Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel,
who is in office because some people couldn't bring themselves to vote for Republicans.
Yes.
So now we have pro-gay, pro-abortion state leaders in office because somebody couldn't be satisfied with 80% of their position instead of 100%.
Yeah, well said.
Nobody in particular I'm thinking of at the moment.
Which goes to my point, why do we cut off our nose to spite our face? I'll take 80% of a solution versus no solution.
The Reagan rule.
Yeah, and it's disgusting to me that we now have an attorney general. I don't dislike the lady, and I don't care about her personal life. I do despise the fact that she just sided with anti-Americans who mm-hmm. want to stop protecting Americans.
Mm-hmm.
She's literally putting the state of Michigan in a position of
jeopardy,
not protecting American citizens by joining this lawsuit against the president from trying to protect. He's just trying to protect us, all of us. And stop. You know what? Here in the state of Michigan, we've got a lot of illegals. They're driving down wages. And you know what? For the sake of the illegals, you're enslaving them because you're paying them not what everyone else is mm-hmm. making. That is not fair to them either.
It's oppression.
Yeah. It's slavery. If mm-hmm. you're bringing people here and paying them $11 an hour instead of the $18 an hour they should make to paint, drywall, landscape, or lay cement, that's slavery. You're abusing those people. Stop abusing them. Mm-hmm. You know what? Build a wall. Let them come here legally. Let them work alongside an American citizen if there's enough jobs for everybody.
Cesar Chavez was opposed to illegal immigration.
Really?
Yes, he was, because he knew that his farm workers union in California was suffering because of competition with illegal immigrants at a lower wage.
Okay, so it disturbs me that Dana Nessel would do this, and that I hope the Republicans, I don't know if they can do anything or not, but I hope they at least pass a resolution saying we're not agreeing with the Attorney General on mm-hmm. this. They should do something to stand up and support
the
president.
You think they could vote to defund that?
That would be nice if they did, right? But
let's see what the Michigan GOP, which is having their convention in Lansing at this very moment, decides to do.
But there's another guy here in Michigan who also sided with the Democrats on this. Did you see it? Mm-hmm. Our resident congressional douchebag that always seems to be on the wrong side of things.
Oh, Amash.
Justin Amash.
Yes.
Once again, puts himself on the wrong side. And he likes to hide behind, it's against the Constitution. No, I don't know where you learn how constitutional law works, sir. But you know what, people on the west side of the state? Stop voting for Justin Amash. This guy is as anti-American as he comes. He is an embarrassment. Yes.
He's a rubber crutch. You just cannot depend on him. You don't know when he's going to bow out from under you and let you fall on your face like this.
And I don't. Do we have track two, Derek? Are we able to get to that one? I don't know if he can get to it or not. He's busy trying to talk on
these phone callers. They just tie up our producer. He can't get anything done for us. Who are these people? Look, they even hang up on us. Jeez. Oh, now he's not busy. Hey,
here
Derek.
He goes. Track two.
Two House Republicans appear ready to defy President Trump by backing a resolution that would stop his emergency declaration to build a wall on the Mexican border. As Speaker Nancy Pelosi tees up a floor vote on a resolution to block Trump's unilateral move, most Republicans are set to line up in defense of their White House ally, despite some publicly voiced concerns about his action. With Democrats in control of the lower chamber, Republicans are powerless to block the disapproval resolution, which will be introduced Friday by Representative Castro.
Okay. So Republicans, and God help you Republicans who go against the president on this. Right? I don't care if you're in the
Murkowski,
House or if you're in the Senate.
Collins.
Yeah.
Maybe Grassley. Grassley's not happy with it.
And I would tell people, get on Twitter, get on Facebook, get on the phones, call Washington, D.C., and tell your Republican representatives and senators, we are on board. We voted for Trump to secure the country. He got voted into office to do exactly this. And any Republican who doesn't stand for this is standing against the American people. And they don't deserve, they need to be primaried out.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be prime. Yeah. Enough of these rhinos who are siding with the Democrats, the deep states, the liberals, to destroy America, because that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're destroying America. So don't take that lying down, people. You need to get on the phones. You need to tell these people, I'm going to actively campaign against you if you side against the president on this. Mm-hmm. Because the president is doing what we elected him to do.
Siding
secure the border.
Against the American people is what they're doing. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a disgrace. Let's take a call from Martin Church, who's actually at the Michigan Republican Convention that you were talking about earlier. Martin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
So what's going on in Lansing?
What's that?
What's going on up there in Lansing?
Well, we just elected Laura Cox as our new party chair with Terry Bowman as the vice chair.
Terry Bowman.
Nice.
Right to work, right?
Yep.
Good.
And they also have passed a resolution to support President Trump on his wall.
Good.
Whoa.
Good. Yeah, and so with Laura Cox, with Terry Bowman, I have no mm-hmm. I know him. I trust him. I think he's a great guy, and he's a go-getter. I don't know Laura Cox so much. Can you tell us anything about her?
Well, not much. She's the wife of Mike Cox.
Oh, okay.
That's why it sounds familiar, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that they'll be conservative. She's not going to be wishy-washy.
The 12th District Conservative Caucus supported her, so I'm going on the basis that we have a pretty good idea that she's conservative.
Okay, and so can we expect the Michigan Republican Party to stand solidly behind President Trump in 2020?
Most definitely.
Okay, well, that's good.
Good news to close on.
Yeah, well, Matt, it's the end of the show. I appreciate the call and the update from your guys' convention.
Thanks, Martin.
Not a problem.
Take care.
You have a good one.
You too. Oh, the show just disappeared on us.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
It's in the can.
In the can.
It's in the film can is what they mean. It's just, geez.
Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, and it's the news you need to know.
Yes.
See ya.